When you recite Surat al-Kahf, you will see a small seen on top of the last word in the first ayah. And as many of you already know, this little seen refers to the word sakta, which is a little pause. Which means that whenever you see this symbol, you have to take a little pause without taking a breath. But there are a number of misconceptions related to this symbol. And in this lesson, we'll try to tackle these mistakes and how to get over them. And the first misconception is, whenever you see the symbol of the sakta, it must be applied 100% of the time. So make a pause without taking a breath, regardless of what the situation is. But that is not correct. The symbol of a sakta applies only if you want to keep on reading. If you want to stop at it and take a breath, that is also possible. So, you may read the opening ayah of Surat Al-Kahf like that.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja. قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين.
So here I stopped at the end of the first ayah because this is the sunnah and that is not a problem. That is correct. But let's say that I want to keep on reading and link between the first and the second ayah. And in this case, you will have to employ the seen symbol and apply a short pause without taking a breath, like so.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja. قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه.
So here, I kept on reading, and because I did so, I used the symbol of the seen to apply the sakta. Let's have a look at another example from Surat Yasin.
قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون.
So this is reading with stopping at the qili sign. That is fine. But if I want to keep on reading, then I will ignore the qili sign and I will use the seen sign, which means that I will pause without taking a breath, like so.
قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ.
So, if you intend on linking both of these words, then you must apply the sakta. And this also means that it is a mistake if you link between these two words without having a pause or stopping at the first of these two words. Because then the meaning will be ambiguous and it will not be as clear if you stop at the first word and continue at the second. So it is wrong to read like that.
قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا.
So if you read like that, especially if you stop at the word هَذَا, it will indicate that the word هَذَا refers to مَرْقَدِنَا. And that is not the meaning of the ayah at all. And هَذَا refers to what comes after it.
هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون.
Finally, as long as you recite حفص عن عاصم and you extend the disconnected med for four harakat, then these positions of sakta are mandatory and they must be applied if you want to keep on reading, as we have explained. So now you might be wondering, what does mad have to do with sakta, or stopping in the middle of an ayah? Well, these rules, among others as well, belong to the characteristics of the same tariq. So you can look at it as it is a certain package. If you apply one of them, you have to apply the rest as well. You can pick and choose between different tariqs. And this is the most common way of recitation used in the world today. So if you're gonna follow a rule that belongs to a certain tariq, you have to follow the rest of the rules that belong to the same tariq. And this is the best practice if you want to keep your recitation consistent. And this is something that we talked about earlier before in this series. However, if you choose not to extend the disconnected mad, or you follow tariq al-fil, for example, then these rules will be optional. The rules of sakta will be optional. So applying the sakta will not be mandatory and will be optional. And if you want to learn more about tariq, qira'at, and what they mean and what the difference is, then you can have a look at this lesson. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the tajweed of the Qur'an, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Qur'an in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.